Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and welcome to Motivation Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. And today we're going to talk about your word is your bond. But before we get started, the show Motivation Muscle is sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company. We're here in upstate New York, and we don't try, we succeed. Today's show really is a thing that I harp on quite a bit. Because there's too many times that people will give you their word and just not show up or come to the front of the, you know, the table. They tell you a lot of things, but it just doesn't seem to happen. And this is a very disturbing trend I find with a lot of people these days. And look, I understand people have problems. They have family problems. They got kids. You get sick. You get this. You get that. I think that's all, you know, who doesn't understand that? But I think far too many times it's easy to just bail on people. And I've never been a guy that bailed on anybody. And usually unless I was, you know, it was an act of God and I was killed, I'd show up. Especially with weight training. How many times have you had weight training partners, you know, people that you rely on, and they don't show for some reason? Or if they come, they're late. That's another thing that drives me insane. People that are late all the time. If I'm out there getting there and getting ready, waiting for you, and I'm on time, why can't you be on time? So these things are all references to what really you're made of. And I find with, you know, clients here at FBC that, you know, I've run into that now and then, and I don't like that type of behavior at all. But we're going to really get into, we're going to break it down into some training. Let's just say we'll use a squat for an example. Now, a squat, obviously, unless you have a power rack, you're going to be using stands. I would highly suggest you get good heavy-duty stands, too. But you should have a spotter. I mean, unless you're just going to go mid-range, or you feel that you're that good of a lifter, you can just dump it right off your back, or if you're front squatting, you let it go in front of you. I don't think this is a good method, number one, because you can get hurt, and number two, you know, you spend $500 on an Olympic bar, you know, I don't think it's the best thing to be dumping it off your back. They can take it, but why take chances of bending a bar or doing any type of, you know, internal damage to it? So my prescription for that would be I would invest in a power rack, or if you have a gym you go to, which they don't have many anymore, find a power rack because probably it's got cobwebs on it, so you're at least safe when you're in there. But this is a big thing, because when you're experiencing a big goal with a lift, say we're going to do a 500-pound squat, I do everything dead stop. I think that's the safest. But let's just say you've been dead stop squatting for a while. And the best you've ever done would be, let's say, a 405 out of the hole, which is pretty damn good, let me tell you. So, obviously, you know, there's a ton of plates to always load. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody, but it's not essential, I guess. I've done it for years alone. I think it makes you stronger. You just have to keep peeling off 8, 10, 12 plates at a pop, whether you're using 45s or 100s. So the idea of this is, with the methodology we're going to do, you can use 5s, 4s, 3s, 2s, 1s. You can go up and down the rack, however you want to train this thing. But you've got somebody there that is like-minded, sharing the same goal, and they're expected to show up. You talk to them on the phone either that day or the night before. I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there. So you're counting them into your workout, which is good and bad, obviously, because if you're depending on them to help push you through and they don't show up, you could have a major letdown. And let's face it, the mental aspects of training are essential, or more essential than your physicality. Because even when you're not really that good mental, you can usually still physically squeeze through it. And if not, well, then you got to figure out what you're going to do the next time. So this is one of the reasons why I've pretty much gone solo for, I would say, at least the last 10 years. Occasionally, there's a person or two that show up here to train, but it's just not my thing anymore. My buddy that was that trained with me for years is living down south, and he's not really doing the type of lifting I still do, but he would still be welcomed here because it's a big positive plus with me, because there's some people that you like to train with that you want to show your best quality of work around, because what they think of you does mean something to you. And I think there's good to have a few people in your life like that. But otherwise, if people aren't showing, well, you got to get rid of them. I mean, like I said in the beginning, your word is your bond. And it truly is. And you can't go and keep telling people you're going to show up. And this goes not only for training. I mean, how many people, you know, you might be going to a concert, you might be going away, maybe you're going on spring break, and at the last minute they just blow you off. Something happened. You know, a lot of the stuff is excuses. And I just don't, myself, I don't have patience for excuses anymore. And I'm looking for people that, you know, want to excel. Maybe they haven't found anybody yet. Maybe they're looking to find how to do it. Those are the kind of people that I want to surround myself with. I don't want excuse makers. I don't want people who don't show up. And I surely don't want people that show up here and act like they're, you know, daydreaming the whole time. And you're on them to move. A trainer doesn't necessarily have to sit there and have to keep motivating. Even though we call the show Motivation Muscle, I'm a big believer in motivation. But there is a point that once you cross, that's going to be a hard deal to get me to really push you the way you should be. Because commitment and showing up and your word are everything to me. And if we want to make a great working relationship, possibly a friendship, you've got to have those qualities. And I'll exhibit the same things. I'll give you 150%. You could give me 80%, I'll give you 150. But we got to make sure that when we say things, we mean them. And it's far too often nowadays that it's very easy to say, oh yeah, I'll be there, you know, and blah, 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 and where are you? And then you hear that word, which I despise, is like, whatever. What do you mean, whatever? You know? I'm not like, what do you think? I'm like some little dumb little kid that you can just pull stuff off on? And there aren't really any dumb little kids either, because kids are smarter than adults, in my opinion. You know why? Because they're intuitive. I've met so many little kids, you know, via family or friends. These kids are smart, man. You can see how a kid looks at you. You can see how a child responds to you. I mean, a kid can smell a phony a mile away. And unfortunately, a lot of those great things we had, we've kind of lost, or we've figured they're not useful anymore, but they are. You know, you get that. Did you ever get that feeling in your gut? They call it a gut feeling about something somewhere. You're being warned, you know, maybe this person's no good. Maybe the situation you're in is no good. Maybe the place you're in is no good. But your word, especially, like I know with my nieces and nephews, whenever I saw them, you know, they latch on you. You want to play, you know, dodgeball, or we'd be doing like running drills, and you know, try to keep them interested in athletics and fitness and make it fun for them. And you know, it was just as much fun for me, because they know your word's good and they seek you out. And it's not just because you're the only one they'll play with. There's plenty of other people they could go and ask, but you know what? They come to you. To me, that's an honor. That's a response that you want, because there's something they see in you that they like. And when they like something about you, or like many things, they're going to be more inclined to, you know, do some of the things you want to do. Okay, so let's run down here. We're going to grab this brick and we run back with it. You know, I always try to instill like little strongman moves with them. Even though they don't even know what it's probably doing to them, but it's doing things mentally and physically that, you know, it's kind of like in disguise. But as they get older, they realize what was going on, and it sets them up for a really good lifestyle. So see, kids understand your word. They understand how you are socially, physically, and a child can tell if you like them or not. They got great responses. But getting back to us adults, that's why, like I said prior to this, that I love working out alone. Because I can set my pace. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to sit there and try to motivate somebody. Now, if you got a training partner like my buddy Joey or my brother Mark or my buddy Richie, you know, a few that my pal Craig years ago, these guys were unstoppable, man. And it's like you couldn't wait to get into the gym with them, or they'd come over here because the place is like a nut house. And, you know, there was nothing like the sound of slamming 45-pound plates against each other, unless you catch your finger in between them, which I've done many times, and that don't feel so good. But who cares? Blood blister. It goes away. But my point is, man, it's like the action, the fun, the showing up, the word, because that all goes with training, man. Training is like battle. It's war on the weights. It's like the person that's next to you, don't you want them to be good with their word, support, strength? Or do you want some mealy-mouth geek that basically is like, well, I don't know. You know, maybe I'll be there. That's a little too heavy. I don't want muscles. You know what I mean, like that? I'd throw them out in the street. That's not what I want. We build champions here. But I've always been surrounded by champions. And I've had a few here and there that didn't work out with me training, and that's part of the way it is. But like minds always find like minds. And I still see these people train on occasion, but with what I'm doing, it's a little bit out there for a lot of them now, you know, especially with the stone work. Most people don't want to get into stuff like that. I've always been one that, you know, the more the merrier. I like the testing. I like trying things that are new. You know, it's just the way I'm made up. And I'm in this for the haul forever. I mean, if you know anything about a guy named John Grimmick, who was, you know, they call him a bodybuilder, but I don't even see that. Bodybuilding had a whole different name perception back in the 40s and the 50s. I remember reading an article. Grimmick was in his 70s, and he was still squatting 350 pounds. I mean, most people in their 20s will never squat 350 pounds. This is what I'm talking about. This is a guy that gave his word to something that he believed in, changed his life totally for the good. I mean, he was around in the heyday, really. I mean, these guys were everything. They were gymnasts. They were bodybuilders. They were Olympic lifters. These guys would Olympic lift on stage and then go and they'd have the bodybuilding contest after. And these were thick, muscled, cabled people. Athletes. Were there steroids back then? Yeah, there were, but they're not prevalent like now. And I don't really care if you take them or not, but I don't like somebody saying I won something and beat these guys because I did this, and this, when, you know, he's injecting a friggin' solution into his veins. But that's a whole nother thing. What we're getting here now as we get to the end of the podcast is this. When you give somebody your word, unless an act of God happens, you make sure you show up. You be there because the other person's depending on you. And that's very important, especially like I said before. You got nieces, nephews, sons, daughters. What do you think they're going to think of you? You know, you don't show up. They're never going to believe anything. Your word's no good anymore. And I mean, if we've got anything with one another here on earth, it's your word. You know, it's your belief. It's what you commit to. These are the things you're teaching one another. I would take this very serious. And so next time you figure like, hey, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm just not going to show up, or I'm going to show up 10 minutes late. Sit back and think about this podcast. Go listen to this podcast 5 times. Drill it through your head. Because not showing up and not being able to commit to something is a weakness that you need to get rid of. Because if the shit hits the fan, you better be able to commit to maybe defending yourself or others around you. So I'm going to leave you with this. Commit, but most of all, commit to having your word be good. Be able to tell people when they ask that, yes, I will be there. Yes, I will help you out. Yes, I will defend you. But most of all, when you're with these people, have a good time. Commit to it. You know? Yes, I'm going to be there. Yes, we're going to go out. Yes, we're going to train tonight. Yes, yes, yes. So I want to tell you a few things. Tomorrow, tentatively, it looks like we're going to have Coach Rob Regish on for an interview. And we're going to be talking about some serious, serious training. Roger LaPointe might be on by the end of the week. We're not sure. He's got to do a few software things so we can get lined up. If not, he will be on next week. And we're going to talk about garage gyms, which should be a lot of fun. We've got Steve from Age Force. Once again, we got some software things with Steve we've got to finish up to do make this possible. John Wood from U.S. Wellness Meats and U.S. Cell, which is another company does Cell Wellness. You ought to go out and take a look at that. And we're going to have many more. So stay tuned. And before we leave, I want to give you a few things there. You can check us out and get a hold of me if you need to. Number one, we are Motivation Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. You can get a hold of us at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You can get a hold of us via email at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at FiorelloEric. That's FiorelloEric. We are now on iTunes and we are on Stitcher. So we're going to get this podcast all over the world. And be on the lookout. I know I've been saying this forever, but we are going to have our weight loss DVD MP4 out very shortly. We start work on it Friday, and it's going to be the best thing you've ever seen. So stay tuned, and thank you, and have a great week, and hopefully we will be talking to you tomorrow with Rob on. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.